Father, we just thank you again for who you are.
Thank you.
The great God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Our joy, our peace, our troubles, trials, tribulations, whatever the situation in our life, you the head, Lord, and we just acknowledge you. We give you, hallelujah, that place, Lord, where you take charge and you take the authority. You have the authority. You have the power. You have the ability to step in, Lord, and prove to us that you are God. You're not a man that you should lie, neither you the son of man that you should repent. Mm-hmm. Have you not said it, and will you not perform it? Will you not do it? Yes, you will. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless you, exalt you. Hallelujah. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in thy sight, Lord. And may those that hear the words of my mouth be edified, Lord. Just be encouraged, be built up. And the things that need to be torn down, may they be torn down and destroyed and deleted, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll even include that word, deletion. Take it out, Lord. Make it what the transform it. Make it what it should be in us. Hallelujah. Create in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit. And continue, Lord, to just use us for your glory. Take us to a higher height and a deeper depth. Lead us and guide us, oh God. Strengthen, oh God, where we need strength. Heal where we need healing. Hallelujah. God, you do what you know needs to be done in our lives. And then, Father, we declare that that deliverance will not only rest upon us and abide with us, but it will go from heart to heart and breast to breast. It will find the one that's lost. It will find the one that's hurting. It will find the one, Lord, that is hungry so that they can be fed. Hallelujah. It will find the one that needs to know you. They will be redeemed from sin and destruction, Father. We thank you that salvation is available to all who will open their hearts and minds and receive you as Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless now the words of my mouth. I may not be able to complete this message, but Lord, I do honor you for what I'm able to share. In Jesus' name, strengthen, oh God, this body. Strengthen this part of the body. Strengthen the body of Christ as a whole. Lord, you have a great host of those who are in the body of Christ. And then it's increasing day by day. But we know that that number, Lord, of many that are on their way up to a devil's hell, Lord, we want that number to decrease. We want that number to be transformed, Lord, that so many will not be lost, for many will go down that broad road and enter into destruction if someone and somebody does not tell them. But God, that would just give us the boldness and the ability to tell them that Jesus is the Savior. He saves and forgives and he heals. Lord, we thank you today and we praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. And we have been teaching about righteousness. So my words will be just a word of encouragement about the Lord Jesus, our righteousness. And of course, our previous study, we studied from a book called The Power of God's Names. Tony Evans is a best-selling author of that book. So I'm going to share a few thoughts with you from that concerning the Lord, our righteousness, Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. Hallelujah. He is our righteousness. Praise God. Of course, our key verses are Jeremiah 23, verses 4 through 6. And that's found in page 910 in the voice. Of course, it's going to be different in the King James. Jeremiah 23, verses 4, 5, and 6. The Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Sikkenu. Powerful, powerful teaching. We enjoyed this teaching. And it's just a blessing to just be able to access it and just review some of it. Can't review it all because, this is just thorough teaching from Tony Evans, but it surely will make a difference. A second verse of scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. That's one of my favorites. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. And then Philippians 1. Oh, I'm sorry. Page for that is what? 1419. Page 1419 in divorce. And then Philippians 1, 9 through 11. Philippians 1, 9 through 11. And that should be 1444. What is it? 1444. First, that's Philippians 1, 9 through 11. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to begin. Praise God. And it says here in Jeremiah, let's see. Okay, I will also raise up shepherds over them, and they will tend them. They will tend them. So that means they're taking care of the sheep under that statement. They will not be afraid any longer, nor be terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. Amen. Now, of course, I'm reading from a different version here. I'm not reading directly from the divorce. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up David's for David, a righteous branch. And of course, that righteous branch is who? Jesus. And he will reign as king and act wisely. Amen. Reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. And that's surely what we need in the land. We need that. We needed it in the land 2,000 years ago. And we need it in the land even more right now. Justice and righteousness in the land. And Jesus is that righteous branch. And he is what? The head of the government that God is setting up. God is raising up a government. I'm going to talk more about that in the future. The government of God. Amen. The kingdom of God and the government of God, I think, are in harmony with each other. Okay. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. Okay, Israel. You will dwell securely at this time. Judah will be saved. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. And that name, according to the names of God, is Jehovah Sikkenu. And it's spelled T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U. Jehovah Sikkenu. The Lord, our righteousness. Mm-hmm. Why is the Lord our righteousness? When I think about righteous, just the word righteous, which I think is one of the root words, righteous is what? The adjective dikaios, dikaios, D-I-K-A-I-O-S, dikaios. I believe that's the pronunciation, dikaios, pertaining to being in accordance with what? High standards of rectitude. In other words, the way of life, the way you carry yourself, upright, just, and fair. This is how a person might describe an upstanding man or woman who lived according to the laws of God and man. Righteous, okay? And of course, holy is right in there too. Holy, Greek word, I think, is Hagios, H-A-G-I-L-O-S, dedicated or consecrated to serve to the service of God. All right, the service of God. And that, of course, if you're dedicated to the service of God, that means that God has something in mind for man that is dedicated to the service of God. All right, but we see Jesus as our righteousness, all right? 2 Corinthians 5:21. Mm-hmm. What does that say? Mm-hmm. All right, it says here, he orchestrated, this is page 1419, he orchestrated the anointed one who had never experienced sin, became sin for us, that in him we might embody the very righteousness of God. Isn't that something? Think about that. Jesus became sin for us, and he knew no sin, all right? He didn't know any sin because he what? He was born of a virgin. The very blood in his body was pure and holy, all right? Born of a virgin, but yet conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit impregnated Mary. And Jesus was in her womb, all right? And he was born from that womb because she had never touched a man. A man had never touched her. So she was a holy, consecrated virgin before the Lord. Hallelujah. God chose her, and he used her to bring the man child, the child into the world. But he was a child at first. He was a baby, then, of course, a child. And then he became a man. And what? He lived on this earth for 33 years without sin. Mm-hmm. The simple verses capture the heart of the good news, Jesus lowering himself, the sinless Jesus. He took our sin upon himself and canceled its power. He canceled his power. Hallelujah. That's more powerful, I think, than even deletion. He canceled it. It was something there. That sin was there. That sin was a monster. That sin caused people to just wickedness. What? All unrighteousness is sin. That's what sin is. All unrighteousness is sin. But Jesus has transformed that because he's what? The Lord. He is our righteousness. He's the Lord over everything, death, hell, and the grave, and especially sin. He has defeated sin. He has destroyed sin. Hallelujah. And it says here, he canceled it out. He took our sins upon himself and canceled its power through his death and resurrection. As believers are what? United with him. They are raised also with him. And so that's where that word embody God's righteousness. So that means it really becomes a reality. It becomes a spiritual but yet natural part. If it begins in the spirit, then it is manifested in the natural. So that we just become one with Christ. I believe that's what it's saying. There's a oneness. There's a unity. Once Jesus comes in, have you made Jesus your Lord? Have you said, Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I believe on you. Jesus, I receive you. Jesus, I confess that I need you. I'm sick of this way I'm going. I hate it. All my righteousness, all my right doing is as filthy rags. It's just garbage. I'm realizing that now, Lord. Every time I look up, I'm doing something, and then I find myself doing the wrong thing, making somebody mad, getting rage on the road, just being upset with Joe Blow and just telling him where to go. And then that's not right, God. I realized it now. But so I need your righteousness. You're the Lord of righteousness. So, Lord, give me your righteousness. Make me one with you, oh God. That's what I truly need. Hallelujah. You are the representative of righteousness, Lord. And so the fact that you committed no sin, you committed no sin. There was no deceit found in your mouth, no guile, no funny talking, no funny walking. He was focused on pleasing the Father, and he did that. Hallelujah. He even what? Learned obedience through the things that he suffered. He denied himself. He took up the cross and he followed God daily. He followed the word of the Lord daily. And even as he overcame all, he did it for us. Say that with me. He did it for us. He did it for us. Hallelujah. He did it for me. Make it personal. He did it for me. His righteousness, his right standing, his holiness, his sanctification, his hallelujah, his unlimited love is there for me. And he's able what? To impart it unto us. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. That's amazing. This righteousness is what? A new creation gift, excuse me, that can never be separated from the giver. So believers only experience it because what? They're in him.
Amen.
So, you know, of course, there's that old saying where we say, once saved, you're always saved. But you have to be careful with that saying, because if you don't take heed to the word of God, you can go every which way but the way of salvation. There's a way that seemeth right, the Bible says, but that way leads to destruction. That's what it says. And so we have to take heed. We have to just continue to draw nigh to the Savior, the Lord of righteousness. We have to draw nigh to him. And when we draw nigh to him, as the word says in John, he draws nigh to us. He, hallelujah, he wants to sup with you and me, hallelujah, and we're able to sup with him. We're able to have a gourmet dinner with the living Christ, the God of righteousness. Hallelujah. We're able to fellowship with him. And that's an amazing experience. Oh, man, there's something amazing about it.
Yeah.
I what have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart, the things that God has prepared for those that serve him, that surrender their lives to him, that trust in him. Hallelujah, that lean and depend on him. What does Philippians say here? Philippians says, and this is page 1444, and it says, here's what I pray for. This is Paul and his prayer. This starts at 9, and it says, Father, may your love grow more and more in wisdom and insight. All right? That's wisdom and insight now for us. God is trying to give us wisdom and insight. All right. Why do we need wisdom and insight? We need it because we can't, when we see on our own, if we do it on our own and in our own strength and in our own thoughts, our own actions and steps and that self spirit, then we make a mess. We run into a brick wall sometime, or we step off the cliff. You know, and if only the Lord can save you when it's like that, you know, otherwise you are lost. But God wants us to have wisdom, insight. He also says what? Get understanding. Out of all you're getting, get it understanding so that you will know how to carry yourself. Jesus was wise. Hallelujah. He is the author of wisdom. God is the author. The Bible says what? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who upbraideth not. The Lord doesn't hold anything back if we'll seek him. If we'll hunger and thirst for his righteousness, we will be filled. Hallelujah. The Lord of righteousness, isn't he awesome? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he a mighty Savior? Isn't he an amazing deliverer? Yes, he is. But there's a thought about iniquity I just wanted you to see. That's not one of the key verses, but it is a verse that I want you to meditate on. Isaiah 53, 11b. Might as well meditate on the whole verse, but Isaiah 53, verse 11, just make a note on it. It says what? The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their sins. But the real word here is iniquity. What is iniquity in comparison to sin? it's still sin, but it's a area where we, especially once we walk in Christ, we purpose and we determine we're going to do it our way instead of doing it God's way. And that's especially so once we come to Him. So it's so important to forsake our way continually. What? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. He'll also crown your efforts with success. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Iniquity is a mean monster because it's gross evil, gross wicked, gross rebellion. In a sense, it leads to rebellion when we continue to go in our own way and we reject what God has to offer. Mm-hmm. He has the riches and the provision and blessing and healing, and we won't even accept it. What kind of people are we when we reject the blessing of our Lord in His righteousness? Hallelujah. But that righteousness is especially important coming from the Lord because it allows us to be able to do what's right, choose to do what's right, and then to do it. It's one thing to know to do it, but it's a better and a greater thing to be able to do it. Blessed are you when the Lord comes and finds us doing, is what the word says. We have to be doing it, church. Doing, going about our Father's business, loving one another. What? Being kind to one another, being tenderhearted, being forgiven, you know, towards one another. Hallelujah. Interceding for one another, praying for one another, doing for one another. Hallelujah. And then doing it especially for the lost. Those behind prison bars, those on the street corner. Do what you can. You know, God is not saying do everything, but what you do makes a difference for the kingdom. And only what you do for Christ, what, will last. Mm-hmm. All the stuff we do on our own and do after, that's not in Christ, then that's something we just got to eventually phase out of. God will help us to phase out and phase into His righteousness. His way of doing it, making sure that it's done before Him right. I had another thought here. It says, living a life of righteousness may not always feel good at the moment. In fact, when you hunger after righteousness, you may even become more acutely aware of your sinfulness. And that won't feel good at all. But the only way to live righteously is what? To allow God to reveal your sin to you. The Holy Spirit reveals truth. He is all truth. So He's going to reveal the true things. He's going to reveal the right things, but He's going to especially help you to see the things that may not be right that we have done. But the bottom line is He's not condemning us, right? He's just bringing the conviction, and He brings the correction, and He brings the instruction so that we can determine that we will do it different. He doesn't take your elbow and twist it behind your back. No, He don't. He put it, you know, my brother used to do that. He'd take that take you and put you in an arm lock and put it back and make you do it. But Jesus doesn't do that. Jesus has simply paid the price, and we simply choose to obey and to trust and to follow Him. And that's how we are able to enter into righteousness. Hallelujah. That living righteously will allow God to reveal your sin to you so that what? In His grace and mercy, He can give you what you need to overcome it. For example, if someone has a stomachache that leads him to see the doctor takes an MRI and finds what? A tumor that can be removed. The initial pain of surgery would what? Ultimately lead to healing. So Jesus, by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, is performing healing on us. Hallelujah. And I thank God He never quits, because if He quit, we would be in trouble, wouldn't we, church? Mm. So I thank the Lord for His righteousness. He's our righteousness. Mm. Say that again. The Lord is my righteousness. The Lord is my righteousness, and I receive his righteousness in me. Righteousness may not always feel good at first. In fact, it may hurt, but the results of righteousness in your life will be good because God's own name, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, he cannot abide with sin or unrighteousness. We know that what doctors and bacteria are incompatible in the surgery room. You get some bacteria in that surgery room, what's going to happen? Man, you're going to have a mess. That person might end up dying because of it. Some have died because of the bacteria. Mm-hmm. And that's why they keep them, you know, keep everything so cold. I guess they keep it a certain temperature in the hospital. But I see now that, you know, that helps to what? Eliminate the chance for bacteria to grow. Yeah, it's amazing how that enemy can grow. Sin is the same way. We have to have certain tools and abilities to eradicate sin. Mm-hmm. And I think when we determine that we walk with the Lord of righteousness, then we are able to defeat sin in our lives, defeat unrighteousness and evil in our lives. Mm-hmm. Righteousness exposes the areas where sin is infected in your life so that you can deal with the problem and return to a right relationship with God. God tells us he brings what? Righteousness into the lives of his own. I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. My final thought is this. I think it's 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. I believe that's right. I pray that's right. Page 1396 in the voice. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. That you are united with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of righteousness. He is our righteousness. He is our holiness and redemption. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Redemption means that what? We are bought with a price, and therefore we must glorify God in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits, the whole being. May we do so before the Lord. And so we celebrate this thought that you are united with Christ. Hallelujah. You are united. Can you imagine how life would be if you were not? Hmm. And there's still many that are not united. So that is our prayer. That is our hope. That is our vision, is to reach the souls of men and women, boys and girls, with the hope of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1 and 27. He is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. He is our Lord righteousness. Hallelujah. Our righteousness. Jesus the Christ. He is our all in all, church. Hallelujah. Hold fast to him. Receive him today. Renew your relationship with him. It's that simple. Hallelujah. Share him with every life that you can, because you don't know when that last moment is for that young man or that young woman, that boy, that girl, that, hallelujah, that uncle, that aunt, that loved one, niece or nephew. You just don't know. So just plant the word. Hallelujah. We plant the word, and what? God will give the increase. Sow the word. Hallelujah. Apollos watered. What was it? Apollos watered. Cephas. What was it? Lord
planted. Watered.
Yeah, who planted? Apollos watered. Cephas planted. Not Cephas. It was somebody else that planted. Paul planted. Mm-hmm. Barnabas planted. One of them planted. And then God gave the increase. David watered. Deanna planted. And God gave the increase. How about that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we praise God for each and every one of you today. Celebrate this, celebrate this, celebrate this, that you are united with the Lord, our righteousness. Hallelujah. Your filthy rags are nothing, but those rags are turned into beautiful garments because of the Lord of righteousness. The King of Kings, Jesus is his name. We praise God for that. So pray with me now. Lord, I just thank you for being the Lord of righteousness in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that you are imputing righteousness, Lord, where it is needed. You are pouring your righteousness on us. You're pouring it in us. You're pouring it through us. Hallelujah. May our hearts and minds be cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. That the enemy's got to go. Hallelujah. We ask you as our righteous king and righteous branch to destroy every work of the enemy by the power of the Holy Ghost. We take the authority ourselves, Lord, and we bind up the enemy. We cast him out of lives now, Lord. We rebuke the enemy so that hearts and minds are clear enough to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And may the Holy Spirit enter in as they receive Jesus and begin to teach, begin to reach, begin to feel that life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you that your power is unlimited. Your wisdom and knowledge and understanding is unlimited, Lord. You see all things, and you know what we stand in need of. And so we put it in your hands, Father, and we give you all the praise for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Your righteous, mighty word is even destroying the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. Defeating every devil in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, Lord. Let us be careful to honor you, to seek you, to turn to you, to call on you, and realize that you are there for us. And you fight a mighty battle, and you win. Hallelujah. We come against all manner of sickness, disease, depression, confusion, and lies. We take the authority over you all and cast you down. And even as Christ has done, you are destroyed in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you today. We exalt you. We magnify your name, the Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah Sikanu is your name. We lift your name high, Lord, in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen.